And I also know that Dr. John B. was listening closely there to those odds that were given out for Spartan football in the Big Ten title, and noting that the current odds, interesting odds, 13-4 for Michigan State University to win the Big Ten this coming fall. Now, if you boil that down, as many people do, for example, when they go to a horse track, that comes out to 3.25 to 1, which doesn't fit up on the board very well. So just a shade over 3-1 odds, which is really, for MSU historically in football, I guess as he puts it, you got to go back to the future for that, because that's where they are right now. Good morning, Dr. John B., John Braccio of Regional Psychological Services. How are you?
Well, I'm never better, Dave. Good talking to you. And you're right, we do have to go back to the future. But those are good odds when you consider a lot of good teams, a lot of things can happen in a Big Ten season. And certainly we have Ohio State we have to beat, hopefully along the way. So, yeah, those are probably reasonable and attainable, even if difficult to reach a championship with those odds. I'd say go for it. Why not?
Well, what are the odds right now that we're going to get some good news on these escaped convicts in New York and have them captured? And, you know, what are the odds that we're going to have a lot of headlines going on and on and on about the person who allegedly helped them escape? So the question this morning for you is, and that's Joyce Mitchell, why would somebody like a prison employee really just basically fall for hook, line, and sinker? The stories from a couple of real bad actors. What is it in the human mindset that would give into this when you're already in a position of authority over them and you willingly give up that authority and become an accomplice?
Well, there's a couple, I think, separate conditions here. Her case, she said the person made her feel good, okay, feel positive. I think there's a certain number of very lonely, unhappy, dissatisfied, we'll say women in this case, that will get involved with bad boys. There's this condition called hyperstophilia, which is literally the condition of a psychological phenomenon, actually, where the person is attracted to the troublemaker, to the bad boy, and sometimes the worst behavior, the more they are attracted to them. So it's a kind of just an odd thing. You see the Mansons of the world. You see the Bundys, that even when they're in prison, that they're getting these love letters and these requests to get married. It's an off-the-wall, hard for a reasonable person to understand. But I will say, putting it at a more general level, Dave, I've worked with a number of, will you say, women in this case, like this person, it would appear, meaning they're lonely, they're unhappy, they're dissatisfied, and someone gives them some attention. And if you are dealing with a sociopath, somebody with no sense of right or wrong, they clearly can play the person. They can play the person, they can use the person, they can take everything from the person, and these things have occurred. I have personally counseled 3 women that have been involved or were involved with men in prison, 2 of which actually they got married when the person got out, and I will say not very effective in terms of the relationships, and I've always been said I can share that information. So it's kind of a very difficult, scary situation. But in this particular case, these were the worst of the worst, and she apparently had relations with both of them, was the last that I heard, and it definitely did help them. And bizarrely, if you can even believe further some of the things, that they were even going to kill her husband. So that was at least part of the plan. So this appears to be some mind-melding, call it some merging, call it some total control of a person emotionally, of a person very vulnerable and very susceptible. Very sad situation.
I don't think, Doc, you would be surprised later if we all found out that they had plans to eliminate her as well once she was no longer important to their... I mean, you know, it just seems like a classic user relationship here. Is it typical to see these, or... I mean, I'm crossing my fingers and hoping you say otherwise. Is it typical or all too typical to have these occur?
I don't think they occur on a percentage-wise high, Dave, but they do occur a lot. A lot in the sense of lonely, unhappy. Let's talk about lonely, unhappy women, because certainly men can make bad decisions.
Sure.
But people that just are in vulnerable situations, and along comes Bad Boy, the smoothie. And I've had women talk to me many times indicating, I know he's bad for me, but I love him, I want him.
However,
I want to
right.
It's the however situation. So there's more of it than you really might imagine. And often, shockingly, from highly educated women that you'd never imagine would fall for such a silly situation.
Yeah, and of course, then there's always the opportunity she'll have, not in corrections anymore, hoping that I'll be able to change them for the better. And, you know, I see a different side of them. Well, you know, we're not seeing any side of them right now because they're still on the lam from the law. DrJohnB.com is the website where you can go, and all the podcasts are there. Psychologically Speaking is our segment with Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. You do like those odds, though, 13 to 4, right? You'll take that right now?
Well, I do, but right now I'd like to buy one of those MSU Capital Bowl rings that has that U of M score on the side. But I guess for now I'll just take those odds and hopefully go to the championship game in Indianapolis.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was wondering if he was going to find a way to slip that in there, that the bowl rings do have that on the side. You know, two interesting things gone down. Three things. One are the odds. Two is the bowl ring. And three, the fact that Urban Meyer, somebody parked in his parking spot at the horseshoe, and he blocked them in. You know, I think the gauntlet's already dropped out there, Doc. There's no question. Bring on football season. All right. Thanks for joining us this morning. And as always, here on the program, have a wonderful one.
Same to you, my friend. Bye-bye.